CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones, and listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the program with the one, the only, Vancouver's very own, the spooky skate punks, the Fomites, off their seminal album, The Secret of the Booze, available now on Kinda Cool Records. Now, why am I playing the Fomites, will you ask? Well, you see, this Saturday night, all the way in Surrey, yeah, I know you gotta go to Surrey. There's this little place called Sandcastle Bar and Bowling Alley. Now, Johnny, why do you want to go to a bar that you can also bowl in? Is this 1950s? No, this is 2025. And this Saturday is the second annual Punks and Pins Music Festival. They built a stage over top of the alleyways. When I went last year, I thought I could bowl underneath the stage. That's not true. There's cables that are very important. But bands do play, and you can go. And I'm joined here live in the... I don't know how to describe you. one-third hatted flesh. The one and only cop, shove it. Welcome to the show,
Boyles. You're making me blush, Mr. Bones. Thanks for having us.
I mean, really, that was just giving props to Dodge's hat. But
I can take the hat off.
No. You're the only one. You're the individual here. These long-haired fools. Hatless fools. We have to have hat solidarity.
You got to block your brain from God somehow.
There you go.
Well, I knew I was going to be on the radio. I need to show off my loss. You know? I thought this was getting live streamed.
You do have hair for radio. It's true.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Flattering.
So you cats are pretty new on the block. I've been plugging shows for you guys for a while. And frustratingly, you had very little social media except for Instagram, so it's hard to tag you in things unless you're only on Instagram. And more importantly, you had no music, so it was hard to promote you.
We were a strictly live experience for about a year.
It's true. But I'd seen it, and I played with y'all once, and it was very good, so I kept talking about you. But you have remedied this by making a brand new EP. It's out now. It's self-titled, and it's three friggin' songs. Tell me how this came to fruition.
Well, I think it started when I joined. So we went to a festival out on...
Pender Island. Outhouse Fest.
Outhouse Fest. And we were just, like, singing songs by our camps, and this was like, holy fuck, she can sing.
Who knew that she could sing?
And, then we were at Jared's birthday, and we just had this moment. We're like, do you want to sing for Cop Shovey? And I was like, absolutely, yes, I do. And...
Yeah, I heard this other band asked her to sing for them, and so I had to ixnay that quick. I swooped in like an eagle. And I was like, no, that band, they practice sometimes. We play shows. Come hang out with us. I was singing in the band first.
Yeah, it's true, because you guys did do gigs, and you were on the vocals, correct?
Yeah, we were around for about a year before Mandy joined, played a couple shows. I was already singing in a band. Singing in two bands was a...
It's a lot.
It was too much. My ego was getting too big, so they had to pull me back, rein me in a little bit. Yeah, I had Jim Morrison syndrome, so we decided to bring Mandy in. I decided to completely just focus on bass, and I think our sound has really evolved since then.
I think y'all made the right choice. No offense to your singing skills, Jared. I like Waste Coast very much, but
unanimously, like what people are saying.
I think it's the part that really made it click.
Yeah.
I think there's a different energy. One, I think there's always a different energy when you have a dedicated like front person singer that isn't strapped to an instrument.
For sure. So many people have said like Jared's become a better bass player because he doesn't have to sing.
Yeah, it just gives me the freedom to write better lines.
That's true.
And play tighter.
You get stuck into a pattern when you have to figure out how to match it phonetically with your voice.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's super fun to jump around all my own.
There you go.
Sing. Yeah.
Yeah. It was super fun.
Yeah. Well, you're getting back slowly.
I'm healing. I don't have the peg leg anymore.
For people who don't know what's going on, we went to go see... Well, we played with Mean Bikini in Nanaimo on the island.
Thank
and
God it
while
didn't
they covered while they covered the song Break Stuff, Mandy
broke
decided
stuff.
To take that pretty literally and broke her foot trying to mosh in, 3-inch platforms?
I wasn't even moshing, okay? The Danger Box boys brought me up onto the stage, and I just missed it. My ankle went fop, fop, and it was a done deal.
Nothing worse than a fop, fop.
It happens.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're healing. But more importantly, I'm glad that you guys have music we can finally play.
Yes.
So I say we dig into a little bit of that. Is there anything you guys want to say about the first track, FUN? I think that spells fun.
It's all about having fun. That's our main goal as a band. We want to get up there and just have a good time.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all.
We've learned that the songs together are kind of a story, but we'll listen to them through first and go from there.
Okay, you can tell me. Brand new for you, this is Cop Shove It.
Too much.
there you have it, Creeps and Kitties, the very first single off the debut EP by the one and only Cop Shop. That song was F-U-N. It's about having fun. I think, I don't know, there might be a deeper meaning to it.
It's about
I'm not
having
sure.
fun. I'd tell you what F-U-N stood for, but I'm not allowed to say it on the radio.
What did I tell you about bigotry?
No, there's no bigotry. I swear.
You can say whatever you want. It's fine. No, I mean, not the bigoted stuff, but like, you, it's fine. I realized when I introduced you guys, I just introduced you as a whole band and not as individuals. So if you guys want to take half a second, just go around so that the listening audience can identify your voice with who you are and what you do.
So I'm Mandy. I'm the vocalist.
My name's Eric. I'm the guitar player.
And I'm Jared. I play the bass.
We are Sans Cubby, unfortunately.
Hey, what the fuck's Cubby? What's he doing?
He was tired.
Are you fucking kidding me? You know it's 9 p.m. on a weekday.
Guy works hard.
I don't know.
Not really.
I don't know. Sounds like a weak excuse. Fucking drummers, I tell you. Cool, man. I like it. Where did you guys record the album? Like, how did it come about?
We reached out to J.J. Heath, amazing audio engineer in town, and he set us up at Phony Records.
It was really funny because when we were doing like the logistics and finances, Jared's like, yeah, we got to send money to Phony Records.
Hey.
I'm like, and we had never heard of these guys before. I didn't know who JJ was. I'd never met any of these people.
Right.
I'm like,
we didn't even have a last name.
You want to take our money and send it to Phony Records? Yeah. I'm like, we need to figure this out.
Yeah, we're never having a band meeting about this. Be like, Jared, are you?
I was like, I don't know what, guys. I got an email. He says he's going to share his family fortune with us.
Yeah,
this is
Nigerian prince.
Big for the band.
I like it. Now I'm torn. So the reason why I had you guys on, not only because you have the EP and I wanted to play because I listened to it when I was laid up for a bit. Thank you guys for sending that to me, by the way. Mm. And I'm like, this sounds really good. Like, it's very good.
Thank you.
I sent one of you my notes. I forget who I was talking to. There was a lot of morphine involved.
Same on our side, too.
There you go. Also, because you guys are playing the festival this Saturday, and the lineup's pretty killer.
Mm.
If we run down, I believe it's, if I'm not mistaken, so there's Fomites, who we started the show with, our good friends Die Job, Anthems.
Sorry,
that's how I have to pronounce her name. It's in the contract. Yourselves. And a band that I'd never heard of called Rundown Creeps. And I'm like, how is there this ska punk band in our scene and I don't know about it? I consider myself a connoisseur of that. And you, Jared, with your lovely locks, helped me out and made me feel not so bad because they're from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So I get a pass of why I haven't heard of them before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
But, I think it's their first time playing down here. They're rippers. Up here, down here, up here, I don't know. I'm all around.
Hold the map, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm usually upside down.
There you go.
Well, it's their first time playing in Vancouver.
Hey.
And, they're awesome. It's good to see good ska punk still being made.
I like it.
And we're stoked to see them.
I'm torn if I want to dig into some of this other bands and, like, kind of sprinkle out the rest of your EP throughout the episode, or if I just want to rip it through the rest of it.
Let's sprinkle it through. Let's listen to some Rundown Creeps. Let's show them some love.
Okay, let's play a song here. I haven't played any of this. Now, it's always hard when I haven't cued anything because I don't know. And generally, my rule of thumb is track 3 is usually a banger. Because track 1, sometimes bands get like weird and experimental, and it's just like a fucking 3-minute intro. But this track 3 is called The Scientist. It's a Coldplay cover, so that's already a strike against them.
Yeah.
And the song's,
I'm sorry I talked them up.
And the song's 5 minutes long, and I don't think any song deserves to be 5 minutes long unless it's really fucking good. So, if you guys want to help me pick a song here, going strictly by name alone.
Held Down is good. I listened to that earlier.
Held Down is good? Okay. If you guys don't like this song, remember this is Mandy's choice. So blame her for her taste in music and judge her harshly. Okay. All the way from LA, this, my friends, is the Rundown Creeps.
Real was fake, couldn't be mistake or human vanity. I don't don't know for sure, but if there's a cure, then there's a price to me. Well, I can't see in front of me. If there's a light, then it's hard to see. And if not, then it's fine with me. Well, I'm held down. Static entertainment, frozen streets. Don't care, it's normal, best make it cheap. Culture slaughtering cancer in the air. If no one gives a fuck, then I don't care. Well, it's nice to know, with pain comes chance to grow. So best go on away from the flow while I'm held down. The chest is nice, but no one cares. The living life just to compare. Pretty smile, one troubled face, till the day you meet that lonely break. Really knows if it all means well. Are we closer to heaven, are we closer to hell? Earth's perception, all to blame, we're not all the same. Paradox and fame, insanity and blame, while I'm held down.
Bones. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones. You're listening to Rad Radio, coming at you live each and every Thursday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. All the way from the very tip-top of Birmingham. I am joined here in the studio by three-fourths of Cop Shove It. Hey. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hola.
Oh, hi.
Happy to be here.
I'm happy you guys are here, too. You guys have a brand new EP. You guys are playing this Saturday at the Punks and Pins Festival. You also have a couple other things coming on. You said you're doing some stuff in June. There's talks of tours. Tell me what else is going on in the Cop Shove It camp.
Yeah, we're stoked. We're going to be playing with Haters coming all the way from Australia June 6th. Ooh. That's going to be at Lanaloo's.
Oh, fancy.
Nice.
Show put on by our good buddy Lucas at LC Retro Productions.
No
Shout
doubt.
Out, Lucas.
I love that kid.
And then in July, we're doing Trooper Fest. Where's that? A Grey Lab?
Grey Lab, we're playing, yeah. July 20th, Grey Lab for Trooper Fest, supporting a good cause. All proceeds go to our friends, Cat's Vet Bills.
Yeah.
Trying to keep Trooper alive.
Trooper's a sweetheart.
Trooper's holding on.
Trooper is a trooper.
Trooper's a trooper.
He's got diabetes, doesn't he?
Yeah,
like
I think
so. Kitty cat diabetes.
Yeah. Little kitty diabetes.
Catabetes.
Cat insulin's not cheap these days.
Gotta stop eating those cat donuts.
Yeah.
And then I guess our next big announcement... Actually, I don't even know if we're supposed to leak this yet, but I'm gonna.
Sorry, man.
We just confirmed that we're gonna be going on a mini tour in the fall with our boys and me in Bikini.
Oh, snap.
And girls.
And them.
My
thems.
Bad. And yes. These and them.
All days. All the things in between.
All right, let me redo it. We just confirmed in October we're going to be doing a mini tour with Mean Bikini, people that we know.
There you go.
We're going to kick the tour off here in Vancouver. We're going to hit Kelowna. We're going to do Edmonton and Calgary.
Very fun.
So stay tuned for those dates. Probably be announcing them sometime.
Now, apparently.
Have fun on the. I've done that drive many times.
I am so excited.
It
Millie
is a
called
long
me
one.
And he was like, "Oh, I just want to run this by you." And I'm like, "Yes, yes, yeah. I'll do it." Yeah. And I'm like, "Oh wait, I got to talk to the band."
Yeah. It's fun. Do your oil changes. Okay, cool. I want to hear more of the EP.
Heck yeah, do it.
So the next track up is Stab and Grab. It sounds violent, Mandy. What's the deal?
It's really not.
I don't know.
I guess it is.
I used to live across from this convenience store that was robbed at knife point so many times. We just coined it the Stab and Grab.
Yeah,
so
not
like,
violent
we're
at
like,
all.
Yeah, I'm going to Stab and Grab. We'll get some chips or some smokes. So basically, it's a story about a young human who's broke and needs to go to a Stab and Grab and get some snacks.
This song's about doing crime. Yeah. Our favorite thing other than drinking.
There you go. You heard it here, folks. Cop Shove It.